Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie, of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about some action that is going on in the State House, and that is a effort that the House Republicans are doing called Government Done Right. Talk to us about what's going on here and what legislation is being moved.
Well, that's correct. House Republicans continued our Government Done Right initiative and passed several bills this week to increase transparency, save taxpayers money, and improve the efficiency of government. House Bill 633 is designed to increase the transparency of campaigns and political action committees known as PACs by forcing all campaigns and PACs to use the Department of State's online filing system to electronically file campaign finance reports. Removing the option to file paper copies would greatly improve government transparency and accountability, while at the same time reducing expenses for the state, and it can be done at no additional cost to taxpayers. We also passed House Bill 880, which would address the reduction of the debt ceiling for the Redevelopment Assistance Capital Program. Lowering our debt would reduce the financial burden of current and future taxpayers. Finally, the House voted to create commerce courts to ensure businesses get effective and efficient treatment when navigating the Commonwealth's legal system. Under House Bill 332, these courts would be dedicated to hearing and deciding complex business-related cases, including acquisitions, mergers, dissolutions, and liquidations. These bills now move to the Senate for their consideration.
Another piece of legislation that was a big talk this week in Harrisburg is really good news for those who want to make sure that their kids get a quality education and maybe not in the public schools, and that is an EITC bill. I know this sounds a little bit confusing. Educational Improvement Tax Credit. Talk to us about what this really does.
Sure. More students and their families would have access to additional educational options under legislation approved by the House this week that would expand the successful Educational Improvement Tax Credit Program. It's also known as EITC. House Bill 800 would increase funding for the program by $100 million, providing tens of thousands of additional Pennsylvania families the ability to choose a school that best fits their students' needs. In order to ensure that the scholarship program can continue to grow to meet demand, the legislation would also establish an automatic escalator, increasing the EITC scholarship cap by 10% whenever 90% of the tax credits are claimed in the prior year. The EITC program provides tax credits to businesses that make contributions to approved organizations offering scholarships to children in kindergarten through grade 12, educational improvement organizations providing funding for innovative educational programs in public schools are also eligible, as are pre-kindergarten scholarship organizations that offer scholarships to children enrolled in approved pre-kindergarten programs. The bill now moves to the Senate for their consideration.
And finally, Representative, good news. We're going to be doing something to educate kids to try to keep people alive, try to save lives. Talk to us about this CPR education.
Yeah, so this week the House also passed Senate Bill 115, which is designed to help children save lives by teaching them CPR. The bill would require the Pennsylvania Department of Education to work with the Department of Health and other stakeholders to develop a curriculum that could be used by schools across the state. The goal is to reduce deaths due to the more than 350,000 cardiac arrests that occur outside of a hospital each year by preparing students to save lives through CPR and the use of automatic external defibrillators, or AEDs. This bill actually now heads to the governor's desk for his signature.
Representative McKenzie, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.